Good morning, everybody. It is a great morning. Haven't had my coffee yet, but we'll get there. Just wanted to hop on and share a couple experiences that I had and kind of explain the impact that it had on me and how I've recovered. Let's get right into it. I was homeless for 3 separate times for 30 days each. And I had no contact. Even one of the times I had no phone. And I kind of wanted to talk about how it affected me, how I recovered, how I got out of the situation, what led to it, and you know, if anybody, I don't think anybody listening is in jeopardy of that, but to prevent it, you know. So it's one of the worst situations you can be in, and it was my fault that I went into that situation. And it's very important that you connect with your family members correctly, and you you know, comply and be honest with them, and be forthright, and you know, be respectful. And when I was younger, I was, you know, going through changes and, you know, having a little bit of an attitude, and there was a perfect storm and everything hit, and, you know, I became homeless, and, you know, I stayed on the streets for 30 days. And, had to find food in certain ways that I'm sure you could understand. And, I mentally couldn't fathom what was going on. I would sleep in bathrooms. This one time I slept on the concrete of a gas station. Just sprawled out on the gas station. You know, I grew up playing baseball. I grew up, you know, in a very good city and, you know, middle class. And, you know, here I am at 22, 21. Sprawled out on a gas station. So these things can happen fast, and it affects you mentally, physically, and it's embarrassing because you don't want to, you know, hit somebody up and say, hey, you know, I'm homeless, man, can I stay with you? But then it's like, okay, yeah, but then what after that, what then, what, you know? So that's why it's important to make sure that your family is on the same page with you. Make sure you create bonds. And the situation that actually led me to one of these situations is I left my father's home, which was one of the worst ideas I could have made. But the first time I was kicked out of one of my other family members' house for being, you know, non-compliant. And so the most important thing, man, is you have to be on the same page with your family members. And most people are. Most people don't have that problem. And most people's families have those problems, but it doesn't result into the extreme measure that was taken upon me. And I was surprised that my family members on this side of the family did not care. They, you know, actually circled the area to make sure that I left and fully knew that I was going to be on my own. It was a very traumatizing situation. And so, you know, make sure you, and that's the thing, most family members, you know, most families don't resort to that extremism, regardless of, and they were little things that I was doing. So, I think it's just a perfect storm that, you know, so it was inevitable that I was going to have to learn what it's like to be without anything. And I really learned that we are far along in society. We are so lucky and so advanced. We have ways to go, but, you know, being outside in the cold is hard. It's one of the most frightening things in the world, and Even today, it's something that somehow we should eradicate with some sort of government money to pick these people up off the streets and put them in buildings. And I don't, it's hard to do that. And so I eventually got out of it through the help of a friend, and was gracious enough to stay with her and get back in the rhythm of things, find a way to support myself. And it all goes to having supportive friends and having, making connections. And keep in mind, this was the first time I was homeless. It's a dangerous situation. It becomes video game like. If I had to get into a mode where I was like, okay, this is a game. I'm in a game right now. I need to think of it as a game. And it was intense and very scary, and not something that I recommend people doing. So, but yeah, that's my experience, and that's why I kind of deal with trauma and trust issues and family problems and companion problems, and and then the second time I left my father's house because there's discrepancy between his wife, that is not my mother, and she just kind of drove me out of the house, and I mentally couldn't handle her psychopathic, rants and everything, and I left with a little bit of money and rented a room, and then didn't have a plan because I was just so unconscious, and I was so immature at the time, and still trying to learn about spirituality, still taking. Still taking it and still taking, not taking things into account. And I became, obviously couldn't pay the rent after, 2 months, and became homeless for 30 days in my main city. And that one was a better experience because I did have these colleges to congregate in. And a club to, like shower and stuff, and I was able to get food, and it was a better experience. But it's still very scary to be alone and without help, and people looking at you funny and in the same clothes. And it was a surreal moment for me because I grew up, with everything. My dad got us everything. We had anything we needed, we got. And here I am at 21. How did this happen? And things will turn on you quick. I swear, it was something that I didn't even realize happened. And and in a kind of sick way, it's given me experience and to know, what not to do, what to be, and how to interact with people, and how to navigate this world, because I know a lot of people are sheltered in with their families, and still will live with their families. But I've been on my own for 4 or 5 years. It is a dangerous world, and you can be taken out and smacked around like no other. And I experienced that, and I'm past those situations, and I'm thankful for God. That's helped me through that, and I'm thankful to be, mentally secure, because it's dangerous, man. It's very dangerous to be on the street by yourself and having to deal with the elements like that, and anything can happen. So I'm thankful to be, mentally okay. So, but that's the second experience I had. I had another experience in Costa Mesa. For like 10 days, but and I got saved again by a friend, so Yeah, it's you know, as a 25-year-old, a lot of people, let's say, you know, some people that, you know, are listening to this, you know, I mean, they're just, it's just like, you know, it's kind of like something to make fun of because, you know, how can that happen, you know? And, you know, I just wasn't with the vibe, and I'm not with the vibe, and I can't, you know, it's basically embarrassing, and I've, you know, kind of been outcasted and made to seem that I am out of my mind because, you know, I can't figure out life and stuff. And so, but, you know, if you really understand things, you know, things can flip on you quick, you know. And my family didn't have a support system, and, you know, everybody, all my friends have, you know, they still live with their parents, so they don't really know what real life is, which I'm jealous. So, you know, you should take that as a compliment if anybody's listening, but it's really important. You know, and I am so jealous of, you know, not having, you know, a house to go to and just, you know, talk with family. And so, you know, I adore, you know, people that do have that ability, and, you know, keep that as long as you can, and thrive in that situation, because that's what real family life is about. That's what real, you know, connection is about, you know. And so I am jealous of, you know, those people that I used to hang out with that do have that. And I just wish, you know, I didn't receive certain type of, you know, humiliation from it. But, you know, so these things happen, and it's very, it happened to me. I took a card, and I shouldn't have taken the card. It was a bad card, and you know, I need, I'm in a great place right now, and I've learned a lot, and I know how to prevent these things from happening. And I'm connecting with people that are very beneficial to me, and I'm glad to be alive, and I'm happy to be where I'm at. And but it definitely changes your perspective on things, and really, really challenge and kind of tests you and says, hey, what are you gonna do about it? You know, I mean, really, it's like, what are you gonna do about it? You know, there's not much you can do, especially if you don't have anybody to come save you immediately. So, never thought I would go through this. Very, it really sprung on me. So if there's any young people that are still in high school listening to this, you know, comply with what you need to do, and set up a plan, and don't, you know, idle with people, and, you know, have fun and stuff, and, you know, make fun of each other and whatever, but figure out a plan. And when you're 25, you know, make sure you find good people that are, you know, solid with you. You know, I'm not saying the people that I used to hang out were bad. I think we just, you know, I just went through this thing that's embarrassing, and, you know, it's just like, you know, just like things are over, you know, just like whatever, man. Things, people move on, people have different interests, you know. But, you know, we did have some good times and stuff, so. But, those are my experiences. I hope it might have been interesting for some people to hear, you know, that aren't, you know, aware of, you know, certain situations like that. You know, I didn't come across anything dangerous. Like I found places to sleep, and that was the main concern, is like somebody popping up on me while I'm sleeping. You know, that's kind of scary. And but that I'd never encountered that. And I got through it. I got through it, and So if you're having problems and you're thinking about, just remember, if you're not dealing with that, it's just keep that in mind because it'll help you. So those are my experiences. I hope I gave some people some entertainment and kind of insight into what my background is. I'm glad to be past all that, and thank you guys for listening, and you'll hear me on the next one.